The Michigan Central Station was built in the 19-teens as a big, opulent monument to the future of Detroit. The architectural photographer Robert Polidori and the poet and urban planner Kristen Palm each have a look at what time has done to the station.
People came to Detroit through this building. People left Detroit through this building. People went off to war through this building. People fell in love in this building. I can't stand in front of it without sort of just kneeling down and getting all misty-eyed. I think it would be an amazing building if it were in good condition, and nobody's interested in buildings here until they're decayed. And then you create your own stories and your own myths about it, and whether people say it or not, you know, I think there's this feeling of ghosts being inside, which you don't feel in a building that's remained in use or a building that's been redeveloped.
I take photos of things that I know are going to be left to die. I had no aesthetic draw to that building per se. It was an ideological attraction. I was living in Paris and I saw a thing on CNN about downtown Detroit. And I said, oh my God, it looked like Beirut that I was photographing at that time. I had no idea that the city of Detroit was that much abandoned. And so I started to do some research as to why that was. Whatever economy fed it died. That's what I found. That's what I feel about Detroit. Like in Beirut, it got killed by war. In Havana, by lack of money and hurricanes. There, it's just by an economy just left.
You know, you walk in and it's cavernous. These rooms are gigantic, designed so that when you walked in, there was this sense of grandeur. You know, you're arriving or you're traveling, and, you know, the sense of grandeur is obviously gone. And so it leaves this sense of space. It's easy for me to, you know, to admire this and walk around and find it fascinating. I wasn't born here. I don't have to attend the Detroit Public Schools. I don't have limited options because I live here. I can leave whenever I want. And so for a lot of people, I think, you know, this symbolizes what they can't leave and how the city has sort of not worked out for them. But people used the building, people lived in the building. People came and took photographs. There have been art shows here, raves. People have, you know, gone off up to the roof for the view and to see fireworks.
I say I like to shoot habitat, and by that I mean it's the way that people or society transforms architecture. I'm looking for traces of what has transpired at different epochs or different eras, different years. It's like layering. I see like history is always layered one on top of another. And when they restore, then they take away a layer and put a new one on top of it. And so I'm looking for traces.
There's a sociologist and photographer in New York, Camilo Jose Vergara, who has this, you know, somewhat notorious theory that part of Detroit should be roped off and become an urban ruins park. That doesn't sit so well with me either. I mean, that's like a Disneyfication of what we have here. And so many photographers and artists and others have gotten a lot of mileage out of coming to Detroit, you know, talking about what they envision here and how we might creatively deal with this crisis. And the New York Times eats that crap up, you know, and they're not so interested in what the people who are living here have to say about it. You know, realistically, I guess it would have to be redeveloped or torn down. In my dream world, we would just leave it alone and start thinking about cities differently and start thinking about them more like we think about nature, like things that progress. I mean, this building symbolizes that time passes and that uses change and people change, and there is not a need for this building anymore. Detroit cannot sustain this building anymore. And that's not necessarily the tragedy that people make it out to be. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Do you really want to know what I think will happen to it? I think it'll be demolished. Because I think that there's no economy that warrants it.
The wonderful photographer Robert Polidori and the poet Kristen Palm collaborated in a portrait of the Michigan Central Station in the May issue of Metropolis magazine. You can see pictures on our website, studio360.org. Michigan Radio's Tamar Charney produced our story.